From Digitiki.com.
Oh, baby, that's it. That's our new sound. But what is it?
I don't know.
But who cares? It's a new sound. Nobody ever sounded like that before.
I'll buy that.
Ladies and gentlemen, on tonight's show, I've got a really, really big surprise for all you lovers of fine music.
Welcome to the Quiet Room. Welcome back for another visit here at the Quiet Village. I am your host, Digitiki, coming to you direct from Digitiki.com with our towers in the heart of the Quiet Village, broadcasting to the entire world and all the ships at sea. I've got my Mai Tai right here. Don't know if you can hear the ice there. Got my Mai Tai. I am ready to roll for another episode. But first, I want to apologize. It has been a minute since my last episode. A lot has been going on. I've been doing side projects and performing with a few other groups, as well as practicing for stuff. I am working on my second record, a follow-up to Lion of Sunset. But the big news was the Midday Mai Tais record dropped May 1st, and I was running sound at Tiki Caliente that whole weekend. But we kicked it off. Myself, Connie Manakura of the Aqualads and the Manakuras, Darren Long of the Tiki Delights, and Mike Young of Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads, as well as myself, we all got together. They came out to Palm Springs, and we performed and released the record on May 1st. And I will tell you, it has been doing very well. It has been getting a lot of positive feedback from everybody. So just a quick blurb, if you want to get your Midday Mai Tais LP or the flash drive, which has extra tracks and videos, you can get it at digitiki.com. It's the only place you can get it right now. So check it out. Also, I got to play with a Latin jazz group of mine called the Mambo Combo, and it was a big hit at Tiki Caliente, and that was a lot of fun. We're going to be returning for Circa Caliente in October, so that'll be fun, a little Latin jazz on there. Also, there's, what else? Oh, yes, the biggie. I am going to be performing at the Royal Hawaiian as a side guy, not myself, but be performing with Kitty Chow, who is from the Hypnotiques out of Las Vegas. They are coming to doing a takeover of the Royal Hawaiian, and I believe it's Golden Tiki. Tiki Bar is doing a takeover. They're going to be doing their cocktails, and as well as the Hypnotiques are the regular band there. They're going to be coming to perform, and unfortunately, Brett Barnes, who's a talented vibraphonist, he is unavailable at that time. So Kitty Chow called me and said, hey, can you come sit in? And I am so excited to do that, as well as the steel player is also going to be a very good friend of mine, Brent Walker, also known as Cal Tiki from the Ding Dong Devils. So the two of us have always been wanting to perform together. We haven't yet, and this is going to be the first time, and we're both very excited. And I'm a big fan of Kitty Chow and the Hypnotiques, too. So that's going to be July 19th at the Royal Hawaiian in Laguna. So check that out. It really looks to be a crazy event. All right, let's move on to the tunes, because I've got a lot. One of the things I was doing when I was putting the show together was I was going to play a few new tunes that I knew of and then move into some vintage stuff. And I just kept finding about all these new Exotica tracks, either singles or albums coming out, or mostly from you guys, the listeners. And I do want to give a big shout out to all the listeners, George Ball and Rand, Bob Cripe. There's a whole number of people that have been sending me emails and messages on Facebook. Have you heard this group? Have you heard of this group? And I, most of the times, I haven't. I know a lot of you think that I've got my finger on the pulse of Exotica, and I know everything that's coming out before it's coming out, and it's not true. I need you guys' help. So we're kind of crowdsourcing. So this episode, it turns out, it's going to be chock full of all new stuff. Some stuff might be maybe a year or two old that I just discovered. And it's just amazing that people are out there making Exotica. And I am so thrilled and happy. And I love that. I want to see Exotica be bigger than it was in its original heyday in the 60s. So I have got brand new music from a brand new band, June in Honolulu, out of Berlin, Germany. They are fantastic, as well as a brand new single from my very good friend, Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads, and a good friend, Jim Fegan's got a new song out. I've been turned on to this group called What It Do Archive Group. I've never heard of them before, but they've got some new material. Kavakan, one of my favorite kind of neo-exotica bands, they have a new single. I've just discovered Michael Giacchino, who is the film composer for Rogue One, Star Trek Into Darkness, Ratatouille, Inside Out. You name it. He's a huge film composer. He has got Exotica records out. So we're going to be playing that, as well as the Malahini Serenaders, Kira Geller, who someone turned on to me, and hopefully I can get to some music that has been remastered by a very good friend, Don Jordan. I hope to get to it all. So I just want to get right down to the music. So I'm going to start with my very good friend, Mike Young, who is the leader of Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads out of North Carolina. Very good friend of mine, incredibly good musician, nicest guy in the world, and I was so lucky to get to perform with him May 1st for the Midday Mai Tais drop. So here is Mr. Moai and the Tiki Heads with a brand new single called Road to Caliente. Oh yeah, right here on The Quiet Village.
trade wind breathes a whispered good morning. The dew sparkles brightly on the hibiscus petals, like crystals scattered on red velvet. But rolls off the green tarot leaves like tears. Broken heart. The sun, rising as if from a refreshing dip in the warm waters of the Pacific, presents a shiny golden smile to the world, and a day of tropical beauty begins.
except from heeding that call. When the leaf is calling to you,
oh yeah, there's some classic sounding Hawaiian stuff that's brand spanking new. First off, kicking off that set was Road to Caliente, which is an homage to Tiki Caliente and the Caliente Tropics, of course, from a very good friend of mine, Mr. Mawai and the Tiki Heads. And if you have not listened to their music, definitely check them out. Really cool stuff. Mike Young is a wonderful composer. In the middle of that set, it was a wonderful group that is brand new out of Berlin, Germany. They are called June in Honolulu, which is a wonderful time to be there. They have a brand new album. I believe it's their first. It's called South Sea Memories, and that was the first track, which I just love. It was called An Invitation to the Magic Islands, and I love that talk, that narration, welcome you to the islands. I just love that. Anyway, I have been talking with them. They sent me their record, and I just love it. So if they're listening out there, June in Honolulu, you guys are fantastic. Hope to have you on the show, actually, at some point here in the very near future, but I wanted to play that track. At the end of that set was the Malahini Serenaders from an EP under the same name, and that was a track called When the Reef Calls. Now, if that name sounds familiar but not, it's because it's a brand new group. A part of the guys from that are from Ixtawele. Those guys are really prolific, aren't they? So this is more of a classic Hawaiian sounds. Absolutely love it. I think they nailed it, as they've done. They've nailed Exotica as well. So really great stuff. Okay, moving on. I am now going to play some music by a group that I've just been turned on to by George Ballenrand. I have not heard of these guys before, and this is actually their second record. So they are called What It Do Archive, and I'm going to play some stuff from them, as well as some exotic, as well as some Kavakon, and a track by my friend Jim Fegan coming up in this next set. Hang on to your Mai Tais.
Thank you.
Okay, there you have it. That was a good friend of mine, Jim Fegan, who has produced a lot of great, what I would call neo-exotica. A little more on the electronic side, but still, you know, grounded in exotica. That was a brand new single he sent me. It's called In a Fog, and I kind of like it. It's a little, I don't know, I'd call it almost Steely Dan-ish to me, kind of yacht rocky, but I like it. You know, it's a little different, a little more contemporary jazz sounding. In the middle of that set, though, we heard, oh, such a lush song, Tahitian Lullaby by one of my favorite new exotica, right, neo-exotica groups, Kavakan. Absolutely love those guys. That is a new single. Check it out. Bandcamp. You can check it out with them. And, of course, kicking off that set was a group that I have not heard of before. George Ballenrand turned me onto them, called What It Do Archive Group. That was a track, Exotique, and it was actually from their album. I believe the album is called A Place of a Thousand Sounds, and it actually came out in 2024. I just discovered this because of this track. These guys actually do a little more on the... they're kind of described as a collective or curators. It's quite a description. They do what they describe as archive and library music. So the whole album is not purely exotica. It is exotic in nature. But that song is definitely very exotic, Exotique, from the group called the What It Do Archive Group. All right. Hope that makes any sense. Okay. There's a lot of great exotica being made out there. I'm so excited to show this to you. I'm very excited to show it to you. I'm going to do two tracks by a composer that you probably might recognize through film, Michael Giacchino. And I think I said that right. His last name is very long. Lots of letters in there, but I think it's pronounced Giacchino or Giacchino. I'm not sure, but you know his work if you don't know his name. Star Trek Into Darkness, he did the scores for that. Rogue One, Ratatouille, Inside Out. The Incredibles, which is both of them are one of my favorite spy movies. I love that. Just an huge amount of work. So, an interesting thing is that this guy's not busy enough scoring films, which is, I understand, quite a stressful thing. He put out two records. I'm not kidding. Two records of his themes done exotica style. Believe it or not, that's super cool. So I am actually, because I just discovered the second record, it has just come out. It is it's called Exotic Themes for the Silver Screen Part 2, or Volume 2. And the first one is just called It's called Exotic Themes for the Silver Screen. And there's some great stuff on it. And because I just discovered it, sadly, I wish I could have shown the first release to you when it was out. But the second one just came out. So I'm going to play one track from the first and one from the second. I'm going to lead off with one of my favorites. This is the Exotica version of the Incredibles theme. Yes, you heard that right. So here we go, right here on The Quiet Village.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Lujon, Henry Mancini composition, but not done by Mancini. That was actually done by a guy named Dan Fontaine and his orchestra, who I believe is out of Australia. Anyway, he put out a record called Champagne and Quail, which I love that title because that's actually a title to a song from the film score to Bachelor in Paradise by Henry Mancini. So he took a lot of Mancini, very lush Mancini tunes, and did his own kind of take on them, but still kept them very Mancini-esque. And I love that version of Lujon. Right before that, we heard another composer by the name of Kiara Geller. Now, this is brand new, and I believe George Ballenrand turned me on to this guy. He's got a new album out called Omega Minus One. Very ultra-lounge, very library music-ish. That was a track called The Reef Keepers. And by library music, I don't mean music you hear in a library, because you're not supposed to play music in a library, but I mean music that is created as a library for television and commercial producers to be able to go and find music without having to hire somebody to score it. So they have these film composers that will create tracks that you can license and put into your production. So that's actually a show I should do, is Exotica from library music. But anyway, before that, we heard two tracks from Michael Giacchino, and he is a name that, if you're not familiar with the name, you know his work. Ratatouille, the score to The Incredibles, the score to Rogue One, the scores to the Star Trek, the newer Star Trek movies, Into Darkness and all of those, Jurassic World. Oh my gosh, he's done so much material. But as if this guy wasn't busy enough from doing film scores, he actually went and recorded two records, Exotic Themes for the Silver Screen and Exotic Themes for the Silver Screen 2, all of which are his movie scores, but done with Exotica style. And that track right before Kiara Geller was the theme from Jurassic World, from Exotic Themes from the Silver Screen 2, which I just discovered. And because I discovered that, I discovered the first one, which I played, that started off with the Incredibles suite done Exotica style. Phenomenal. I mean, that is just really cool. So I'm really digging those. And everything in that set you can find on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, I think you can even get them on Bandcamp, those sorts of things. So I do want to encourage you, check out Bandcamp. Also, reminder, I'm going to have all the links that I possibly can to the tracks here. So if you want to get them or listen to them or support the artists, I really appreciate that. So now I'm going to move into some older music that's kind of new. I'm going to play you a set of the Polynesians. Now, for those of you that collect Hawaiian music, I'm sure you're familiar with the Polynesians. They have lots of records out. But I have a really good friend of mine I've been conversing with online, Don Jordan, who managed to get his hands on some of the master tapes to the Polynesians records. I mean, they are pristine quality. They're professional. They are not the reel-to-reels that you would find in consumer grade reel to reel that you can find. These are played much faster. The reels are bigger. It fits a different machine. They are professional quality. So the quality is exceptionally high, and I mean exceptionally high. So Don managed to get his hands on several records, a lot of which were the Polynesians master tapes, and as well as some Latin artists I had not heard of, but I'm loving. He sent me some tracks, and they are exceptionally pristine. They are just wonderful to hear. And I'm sure the quality may not come through on the podcast, but they are definitely excellent. So I'm going to do a chunk of the Polynesians. So Don, I want to give a big shout out for the work you're doing. This is also preservation in my humble opinion. So here's some Polynesians remastered right here on The Quiet Village.
Let me give my heart that lays to you while I look into your eyes. Let me kiss your lips, a scarlet too, sweet as blossoms in the evening dew. Palm trees shimmer and sway in the breeze above. The petals of my orchid leaves tell you more than words can ever say.
Thank you.
You are listening to Song of the Islands by the Polynesians from their 1962 record Hawaiian Paradise, as well as the other two tracks from different Polynesians records, the 63 Hawaiian Sunset and 64 Beautiful Hawaii tracks from Don Jordan, who is lovingly remastering these, and he's done a wonderful job, and I'm so excited to play those. So thank you, Don. Also, big thank you to George Ballenrand, Bob Kripe, and all the listeners who have turned me on to a lot of the music that I played here. It's new to me. I hope it's new to you. I hope you really enjoy it. But before I sign off, I do want to say a lot of the artists that I played are self-supported artists, and definitely, if you like them, support them. Get their stuff. Stream it. Tell people about it. It's important. So I am going to go because my Mai Tai is empty, which means we've come to the end of another episode. I really hope you enjoyed these tunes. I enjoyed putting this together. I've got a lot more episodes coming up. You can go to digitiki.com where you can get a complete list of all the tracks on this and past shows, as well as links to the artists played here. And you can purchase your Midday Mai Tais record if you want from the Quiet Village gift shop. So I'm going to go for now, and I just want to tell everybody, thank you for writing in. Thank you for listening. Don't just say aloha. Live aloha. Especially nowadays, we need more aloha. So until we meet again, farewell for just a little while.